A tanker trailer carrying molasses from Kampangpet to Kanchanaburi overturned on a road in Chainat's Moang district last night, paving the road with a sticky brown liquid. The 29-year-old trailer driver told police that a motorcyclist cut in front of his truck, prompting him to swerve to one side and losing control. The section of the road was closed pending a massive cleanup. Wouldn't that smell good in the heat? A woman and a water buffalo were killed by two lightning strikes in two separate villages in Sisaket on Sunday night. It took until yesterday for disaster prevention and mitigation officers to get to the Sisaket villages, and they found damage caused by thunderstorms that caused damage in 276 houses in 36 villages in six districts. Most of the damaged houses had their roofs blown off, causing damage to electrical appliances and the belongings of residents. A 55-year-old in the Ban Chan village was struck by lightning near her cattle pen, and a water buffalo was also killed by lightning in a village nearby. Authorities are tightening security in the capital and northeast provinces today as pro-election activists gather to march to Government House with an ultimatum to hold a general election by late this year, not next year as the junta plans. A few hundred activists led by the Democratic Restoration Group gathered yesterday at Thammasat University's campus, less than 5 kilometres from the country's administrative hub. Meanwhile, security agencies yesterday set up checkpoints in some provinces, especially in the northeast, reportedly in order to block villagers and local leaders from joining today's march in Bangkok. A top government think tank is raising its forecast for economic growth to as much as 4.7% for this year after the report card for the first quarter came within a whisker of that mark. The National Economic and Social Development Board says it now expects 218 expansion in the range of 4.2% to 4.7%, up from earlier projections of 3.6% to 4.6%, after the economy grew at the fastest pace in 20 years for the 3 months of the year. For the opening quarter of 2018, total investment edged up 3.4% from the year earlier. Public investment increased 4%. Meanwhile, exports expanded nearly 10%, while tourism-based income jumped 16.8%. And on this fourth anniversary of the NCPO seizing control of the country back in 2014, academics are saying that the NCPO has used Article 44 to favour business allies while silencing protests from local victims. They also say that environmental protection policies under the past 4 years of the NCPO have been used as tools for the military to tighten its grip over natural resource management. At a forum in Thammasat University, participants discussed the present and future for a range of resource-related issues, including community rights, agriculture, and natural resources management. The academic forum was part of a 2-day academic event, D-Move, Good Moves on the Chosen Path, which was sponsored by the Social Science Forum, Thai Lawyers for Human Rights, Thai Academic Network for Civil Rights, iLaw, and Assembly of the Poor. Heading over to FSN now, let's find out the main headlines around the world.